Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie in this cold, cold Sunday. And a little break tomorrow.
Good.
And then get real cold, like negative, high of a negative 18. High of a negative 18. Already experienced it this weekend. Went north this weekend and it was cold, negative 24. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know who we are, we're mother and daughter, Christine, Marie, and Julie. You're a psychotherapist. I'm an instructional designer. We're coaches. And we love this show because it's our time to have a little fun.
We woke up this morning to Queen playing, You're My Best Friend.
That's right.
Ooh, it felt a little cheesy, but
you know
what was that one show, like Courtship of Eddie's Father?
Yes, it was.
What was that theme song?
Let me tell you about my best friend. He's the one boy, my color toy, my up, my down, my pride and joy.
That's right.
I think
the Queen song was better.
Queen song was definitely better, but we all know that Courtship of Eddie's Father song because Courtship of Eddie's Father. I'm just not sure what that, I mean, now it just seems so.
Whatever happened to Eddie?
Yeah, and like, why was he courting his father? I mean, like, was his, I don't get it. And like, was his father like, you know, holding back all of his love and if Eddie couldn't like perform correctly?
No, I think Eddie's father was a widower. And so he decided that he would start dating again. And it was Eddie's, it was all of Eddie's experiences with his dad's girlfriends.
Well, you know what? Speaking of Dan Savage, Dan Savage would say, "You don't bring any girl around your son for at least a couple of years."
I don't think it's a couple of years, but
months, 6 months,
six months.
Yeah, not during the courting stage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, too much.
I don't think it's true. I think if you are in the dating game, I mean, I think you should at least let people know, hey, yeah.
Well, yeah, you should let people know you have, like, five kids.
Yeah.
And like, but I think it's, you know, I think there's a normal amount of time.
Yeah.
I think probably you should, well, I was going to say let your instincts tell you, but you know what? Some people's instincts are like,
I know.
Right?
And I have sometimes stupid instincts as well. You know, I'm overly trusting about everything.
Or like if you get, what he calls that NRE, Dan Savage calls NRE, that new relationship energy.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, of course my kids have to meet him because he's the love of my, and it's interesting because I just had one of my best friends go through that several months ago.
Uh-huh.
And she's notoriously like independent and guys want to date her all the time, you know, and she's like, she says, I've learned the art of just like mentally going, do not ask me out. I do not. But she met a guy and she was like over the moon.
Yeah.
She's like one of those like love at first sight or like lust at first sight.
Yeah.
And I mean, she ate, slept, talked nothing but this guy.
Yeah.
And
real smitten.
100%. And we all thought that he was going to be the one. Like,
right.
She even said, I could see myself marrying him. And that's like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, she's an independent woman.
Right.
And
independent and loves to play the field. I mean, like,
well, she's like a lot of women. They want to play the field to the guys they want to play the field
with. Right, 100%.
But she was of the, you know, she was like 80-20, like 80% of the guys, you know, that asked her out, she didn't want to go out with, 20% she did. And that's probably
right in there.
Either that or 90-10. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the thing is, in the opposite direction, literally, you know, 80 guys want to ask her out.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, so you're so at some point you just feel like, oh my God, I just want to go back home, have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And like she would say, get in a warm, you know, soapy, bubbly bathtub and take two Advil.
Right.
Boom. Done.
Done next. Yeah.
But the reality was that she was just totally, like you said, smitten, but she was like, I could see myself marrying him.
Right.
And then, probably after about 6 weeks, 8 weeks, there started to be little cracks. Like, One was he didn't show up for a dinner at her house because he was had to see a mother and daughter about a reading.
Right.
And he does Mayan readings of your.
And it was an emergency reading that had to be done.
But
sorry,
the mom was her friend.
Oh, so and she knew, she knew about it then.
Not until afterwards. Oh. But the mom told her that when he came over, he showed great interest in her daughter.
Oh.
And that was like a little bit of a crack.
Yeah.
And then he borrowed money.
Yeah.
And then went away for a while.
Yeah.
You know. So now they're in
when
rabbit
do you start
ears
saying
friends.
He borrowed money from... All right, I gave him. When do you, like, change it?
I'm pretty sure that at our age, we know that when anybody, quote-unquote, borrows something, you always have the...
it's like, I'm never going to see it again.
Well, there is that. You have to say that to yourself.
Right.
I mean, like, luckily with us, you know, your friend's always given us money, but the money back.
Well, it's so funny because you asked me that, like, because we're talking about one person. That person will be nameless. You're like, you know, will you ever lend that person money? I go, no, that's your job.
That's right.
Because he feels responsible to pay you back.
Yeah.
Me, he wouldn't feel responsible
for
it. I
totally
agree with you. It's all part of the kitty.
I totally agree with you.
No.
So there, you know, it is there, and he did meet her kids that could have been, you know, all that could have been met,
right?
You know, so I, you know, this is it's a tough call.
Well, it's interesting because I didn't watch Dirty John the series. I think it's still going on. I watched the first episode, and I just
didn't. You have to take a shower.
I felt dirty all the way around.
Yeah, it's totally true.
And I didn't like anybody, and I go, this is. You know, I didn't like anybody, even the people who were, quote-unquote, the victims.
The good guys.
Yeah, the good guys. And then I saw the Dirty John, the documentary on Women Channel or WeTV or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I go, oh, I get this. This is crazy. And then I really felt for the mother because she was in love with the idea of being in love.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, Dirty John played the part well enough that... If you're the type of person who likes being in love, who really loves that new relationship emotion, is that what
new relationship energy?
Energy, yeah. She loved that, and it put blinders everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I hate that NRE. Mm-hmm. That I only have anxiety around it because there's no real boundaries yet.
It doesn't
yet.
Feel right.
It doesn't feel right. Yeah. No real boundaries.
Yeah.
It's nothing's real, and like you know, and. Because I'm more a loyal person than more than anything, and so when a new relationship comes into play that takes your loyalty from somebody else, I'm like, well, that just doesn't make sense. That just seems creepy, you know.
Trump would love you.
Yes, I would be.
Trump would go. He'd have his like radar. Do 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 do. Then it comes across you. Do 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 do.
This girl,
Julie,
she's a loyalist.
I want to give you something. It's a hat. It has the letters MAGA on it.
Well, I'll wear the hat MAGA, but I won't wear the hat Make America Great Again.
No, because we know what really MAGA really stands for.
Well, it just...
Make apartheid great again.
Exactly. That's what it feels like.
So, like we're setting our people apart.
Exactly. That's what it feels like. That's the problem I have with that. If he just would have had a, I mean, I know that if he, I believe such a strategist and the people he puts himself around with Roger Stone and they're strategists in the mind and the games of mind effing.
Yeah.
Like, let's mind eff everybody.
That's totally true.
And I'm sure.
He called himself, this was in the documentary called, I don't know, Chasing Roger Stone. I don't know, something like that. But he
calling Roger Stone.
You can look it up. But it was he called himself. Who do you think you are, Roger Stone? And he goes, I am an agent provocateur.
Ooh, and
if I called myself that, I'd better be because you better put some money down.
Just the idea of calling yourself that it brings up nothing but anxiety for me because I don't want to be looked on that way.
Yeah, like, he does.
He
loves
gets
it.
Off on it.
Yeah.
And that's like you're going, they're probably going, let's make America great. And then somebody in their field must go, if we put the word again, That'll be red flag. That'll be some kind of wild code for something.
Yeah.
And we're not even sure what the code is, mm-hmm. but people who want it to be that, mm-hmm. we're like, oh, we know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. And the other side are going, we know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. And here's, you know, so mm-hmm. it's just a way to that again. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean?
And last week we talked about Hitler winning. You know? Well, this, I think when you do that, Russia wins.
Yes.
Because they only want us to be separated. They want us to be divided into many factions.
Those commies.
What is it? You know, out of many come one.
Yeah.
That's what our nation's symbol was. But there is like out of one comes many.
Oh my gosh.
That's what they want. Yeah.
Did you just make that up yourself or no?
Of course I did.
Of course you did.
Genius,
that was brilliant.
Right?
Genius. Mm-hmm. Genius is a
agent genius, not agent provocateur.
No, you're agent genius. Yeah. I think I called you genius 3 times this week.
Yeah, you did. One was on a Scrabble move I made.
Yeah, I go, whoa.
You went, mic drop.
Mic drop. That was an 80-point word, and you didn't even have a you didn't pull all your tiles down.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't done. A QNZ? Are you out of your mind? Did the computer break? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
On a triple word score?
Yeah.
Double, triple. and they didn't give you 50 bonus points. That's wild, Mom. Yes. I get it. It's been a crazy week, though. So, like, thinking about that, and we saw the documentary Fire on Netflix.
FYRE.
I can't remember what it's exactly called. Is this called
Fire? It's called Fire, and then the documentary, The Fire Festival.
Yeah,
FYRE. And, you know, it's another one of those, you know, kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Like, you also feel like you have to take a shower afterwards.
What? Is that the new norm?
Yeah.
That's the new norm.
Yeah. Or maybe it's going to have to be like hop in the bathtub.
I'm thinking we have to have an indoor pool in a
fetal position.
We'll have to call it instead of like our exercise pool or a therapy pool. Yeah. It really is a therapy pool.
Yeah.
Because you have to just cleanse yourself. Every time I see something, I'm going, I just feel this is gross.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing, there's no good guys, no bad guys. And
do we have to sing that song again?
We just
I don't want to sing that song.
No,
again.
We can't. It's just so you're right. You look at the fire, and what you see are these people who believe the idea that this is not just a job for me. I'm all in it to help this. I want this to be good. I want to be part of something bigger, like all the employees working mm-hmm. on the app.
Well,
Set it up.
I'm not going to set it up, but here's all the different factions.
Okay.
You know, first there is the head guy, this Billy McFarland some guy, who was supposedly this like genius entrepreneur, young genius entrepreneur. And okay, that's him. And then there's all the let's say you have a whale and then you have all the little fish that go around the whale that eat the stuff on the whale. You have those guys.
Yeah.
And those are guys that are in advertising and media. And they all think, oh, this guy's, they believe the hype that this guy's a genius.
Right.
And they want to follow this genius around and eat the plankton that he drops off.
Oh.
Then once, and it really is about an island, people, just like Gilligan, you know. Once they get to the island, there's all these workers that have to, that go, that, hey, these people hardly ever work.
Yeah.
And then they hear that this big money train is coming to the island, and they're all going to get, if you work 24 hours around, and you're going to get all this money, and they promise you that if you do a good job for them, they will hold this fire festival, it's a music festival, here on this same island for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, they see dollar signs.
Yeah.
So there's those guys.
Yeah.
Then there's the people that were involved, and these are like models and musicians and they want to give their name to this because, for example, they said that when it was in development stage, they paid Kendall Jenner something like $500,000 to do one tweet out about, hey, can't wait to go to the fire festival on the Bahama Islands, you know, whatever.
And do you think is she the one tweeting it? Or somebody else tweeting it?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But they said that she was smart enough, and I believe this, that this tweet will not go out until I see this money wired into my account, which was really smart because most, 90% of the people who believed them,
yeah,
never got paid.
Right.
And to the tune of like $40 million
yeah,
in debt. So she was one of the lucky ones. But there were all these people that were called. Then there's these people. Then there's the Kendall Jenner category.
Gender and category?
Kendall Jenner category. Whoops.
Let's set it up a little bit first.
Say it again.
Let's set this thing up a little bit.
Yeah.
But then I want
you to talk about the next category down is these people that everybody kind of got, you know, they're called social influencers.
Yes.
And that's a whole new category that I had never, probably until about a year ago, did not understand.
Yeah.
And now, mind blown.
Right.
I understand. Wow. You can make money being a social influencer. And like this one girl, her influence is she does corseting.
Yes. You heard mom right, by the way.
Yes.
She said corseting.
Yes.
Am I slurring my words because
my lips are so chapped today.
They are chapped.
Yeah.
And you look funny.
Yeah.
But, I think that people would go, what does that mean, corseting?
Yeah, it's exactly what you think it means.
You wear a corset, all the time.
So your waist gets to be about 22, 21 inches. And so she has a following. And because she has such a big following, I don't know how, but she supports herself.
Yeah.
So that's what these social influencers do, from what I understand.
Okay, so and if you haven't heard about this.
A lot of times they're like rich kids. No, they're like rich people's kids.
Yes, they've got to do something. And this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily, it's like all these rich kids are falling to a rich kid. I don't really know. It's crazy world out there. And nothing seems real.
No.
But so here.
There isn't anything real.
Here's a whole, if you haven't heard about it, because we really haven't discussed what this whole thing was about. Mm-hmm. But it was mind blowing. And nothing really funny has happened to us this week. It's all been a downer week for us, mm-hmm, in some sense. Mm-hmm. Like just been ejected with cynicism and the world is going down in a handbasket.
Once again.
I wasn't, a couple weeks ago, a father goes, you know, is it because I'm getting older? Is that why I see the world is going to hell in a handbasket? Or is the world really going to hell in a handbasket?
Right.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm really not sure. But I do know what you focus on expands. And so the other day we were outside going, we live in the most beautiful place in the whole wide world. It's gorgeous.
It's a winter wonderland.
Specifically, it's a winter wonderland.
It's beautiful.
Now, 5 days into it, we didn't sign up for this.
No, my lips are raw.
Yeah, it's dry.
It's like 24 below.
Yes.
You know?
And
here's the thing. People in California don't even understand it. Is Illinois a state? Or is it a country? Some kind of a weird time zone.
Yeah.
I don't really know about it. Is it Canada? People don't understand, you know, Illinois. They don't understand cold. And screw you.
But we don't
California
have earthquakes.
People.
Well, not usually. We do have one like every 100 plus years. A big one. We've experienced earthquakes.
Yeah.
You and I have. In Illinois, people. In Northern Illinois.
Yeah.
I remember saying to you when it happened, We've had two. We've experienced two earthquakes where we really actually felt it.
Yeah.
The first one, I'm like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And then we thought, oh, the quarry.
We thought it was the quarry.
That's like 10 miles away.
Had done a blow up.
Yeah. Which we've never felt before in our lives.
No, but that was our assumption.
It had to be a quarry. Oh, no, it was an earthquake. Like, what?
But you know what? If Zach Baggins were here with us.
Yeah, it would have been.
It would have been a ghost.
It would have been a ghost. Yeah. Oh, that is definitely evidence of the paranormal.
That's right.
And then the second one, I literally felt it before it came. I felt that
you had like a weird sensation in your head.
And what I realized that there are two different kinds of quakes, and this one quake must have been where the pressure is pushed first,
mm-hmm,
and then the earthquake comes.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally felt it because I go, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah,
and then. Boom, the earthquake happened.
Yeah, were you home here?
I was home. Mm-hmm. I was home here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, that was an earthquake, guys.
Yeah.
I go, and I, you know, and I'm an early detector. I can detect these things early. Now, my by the way, I can give you literally 1.2 seconds to get your shit together. So if giving you 1.2 seconds
helps,
I can be that detective.
It gives you time to bend over and kiss your ass.
The problem is,
goodbye.
Once that happened, I had a lot of false positives because I was going like, whoa, what was that weird thing? Okay, count it down, people. Oh, shit. No earthquake.
It's kind of like positive. First comes thunder, then comes lightning. Yeah. 1.1, 1.2. Lightning.
Lightning. Yeah. And then sometimes they're going, wait a minute, where the hell the lightning at? You know? Mm. Or where's the thunder? You know, so once it happens.
Or is it first comes lightning, then comes thunder?
That's what it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. First comes lightning, then comes thunder. And you know, that whole idea where you count it off and then every second's a mile. That's not true. It's less than that or more than that. I don't know, something like that, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm. I always feel that like people in California going, oh, they're talking about the weather again. Oh my God. But, you know.
Screw them.
Screw them. Wait, I don't want to lose our listeners in California.
You're not going to.
Yeah.
Trust me, you're not going to. California's a big state. They have snow there. Mm. They in the mountains. They've got
it's the Northern California people that enjoy us.
Yes, listen, we're not talking just about the weather people.
Screw the San Diego people.
Yeah, that really where it's only 75 degrees all the time. But think of it this way: it's only there in that micro environment. You know. If you go 4 miles away from the beach, maybe even less.
It's 112.
It's 112. Yeah. You know, screw that. 127. You know, and it's crappy and it's dry. Yeah. Nothing, you know, maybe. But if you're right on the coast, man, you're living in paradise with a lot of, with a million other people in your $10 million, 1,000-square-foot tree, 1,000-square-foot apartment, you know, or home. Yeah, like,
1,000? What?
That's a mansion. 1,000 square feet in Cordova. Mansion. What's that island off the coast of San Diego? Is it Cordova or something like Coronado?
Something like that. Coronado.
Yeah. Yes. So, I mean, yeah. We, on the other hand, put this, our home.
We should take a picture and put it on the internet. Ha ha.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, of course. We wouldn't do that.
We don't do that. I'm too damn lazy. I don't get it. I'm like, I don't know what I did. I pushed a button. Something must have happened.
Julie asked Daddy this week, Daddy, what do you want to do before you die? What's the one thing you want to do?
Oh, yes.
And he didn't think anything. It was like, no time.
No time.
Because I would have had to think about it. But he goes, I want to go to the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Yep. Drag race.
And I was like, where's that at?
At least I knew where that was at.
Yeah. Salt Flats.
And, you know,
is that like saltpeter? Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea.
I can make this road salty for you. We'll just buy a shitload of salt and then we'll just let you go. Yeah.
So now, once I do know now, I'm like, how do I plan for this?
Oh, very interesting. We'll have to look it up. I'm sure it's a package. I'm sure there's somebody out there that gets packages together and, you know, to go out to the Bonneville salt mines and salt fields.
Is it a salt mine or a salt flat?
It's a salt flat.
Yeah.
I think it was a dry lake.
Yeah.
You know, like they have, and
he wants
Utah,
to, he wants to drive it,
salt
though.
City or salt
so
lake
how
city.
Do we do it? How do we?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I really have no idea.
I mean, it'll obviously be that we have to rent something for him to drive fast. He wants to drive fast on the Bonneville Salt Flats. My fault was that he wanted to do it on a motorcycle. That's what I would have wanted him to do.
God, no.
I mean, that's how it used to be done, isn't it?
No. I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure, Jules.
Okay, but let's not have my father, your husband, unless we're like the time is ticking away before his, you know, his life insurance no longer is valid. Yeah. His term life insurance runs up.
Yeah.
Then he can go on the motorcycle.
Damn you, term life insurance.
I was told that whole life was a bad value. Now I'm looking at, I'm going to outlive my term life insurance. This sucks. Like, who told me that was the goal? I thought that wasn't the goal. I thought that was not the goal to do that.
Why is the world so upside down, Julie?
I know.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, it was interesting.
Everything that's black is white and white is black.
I know, and there's grays everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the aliens.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Although we have talked about them this week.
Yes, we have.
All right.
But, you know, it kind of is very interesting because this was a very death-related week we talked about. Some things just came up organically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it all brings out, because we know energy is very powerful. And in Dixon and in Sterling, we're kind of having this little cremation war.
We are having a cremation war.
For lack
war.
Of a better word. I'm sure they're not calling it. It's sort of like a gas war.
Well, we came across the one a couple weeks ago in Sterling.
Yes.
It was called, what was the sign?
Affordable.
Affordable crematory. Cremation shop. And so I went, whoa.
You said affordable creation shop.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's that?
No, and then we drove back and looked at it.
You know, they burn your body. I'm like, oh, then it must not be creation shot. It must be cremation shot.
Yeah, I got that.
Oh, yeah, that's
so then we followed the arrows.
Yes.
To this, like, really, we passed a little tattoo shop, passed a vape shop, and right next to it was the affordable cremation shop.
Yes.
And, you know.
Nice pole barn.
Nice pole barn.
Put a little money into it.
Little dock.
Yeah.
American flag.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the dealio. I think it was like 1750.
Yes.
But the tagline was, we also do your pets.
Yes.
And it reminded me of the Egyptian gods because, like, and also in India, if your husband dies, they and the wife can't be taken care of, they just bury her with him. Seriously?
So full of shit. You're basing this on a movie called Polar that we watched on Netflix, which was such a bullshitting, crazy. I can't even.
Stop it, Julie.
Okay.
It's not true.
Like, in this day and age, oh, you can't afford, you can't afford to live right now? Oh, it's good. Just bury you. We're not even going to waste a bullet on you.
Just. But then you go, well, oh, no, wait a minute. I'm okay. I can take care of myself.
I
mean, that's what's happening at the borders.
Yeah.
These are all these women and children that are escaping that their husbands died, and they're like trying to, anyway. But so then there's a new sign in Dixon that says more affordable cremation shop.
$1,500.
$1,500.
Yes.
So now there is a cremation war in our little twin cities.
Yes. I didn't know this was going down. And that brought up the conversation, like, you asked Normano, hey, do you want to be cremated or buried?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been struggling with this question.
Mm-hmm.
We will go to a nice... I like cemeteries.
Yeah.
I like them. I think you're like, you know, they're peaceful and no one talks.
There's
a lot of listeners, not a lot of talkers.
Well, when we like to go to them because we run our dog in them and stuff like that. And we like to look at the different ages. And because around here, there's like old cemeteries.
Yeah.
And so we like to look at them. And it's also sort of sweet and sentimental when you see one that has like a little chair. And, you know, you can tell that somebody comes and simply just sits and talks to them.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's so sweet. And so I like that. And then so I asked Dad, you know, and he just said, ah, I just don't want to do that to my family. You know, like, I do not want people coming and it's taking 3 days and it's yada, yes, and everybody goes, I just want to just, like, take care of them, just cremate me. And within like 24 hours, I'm back with my family in a jar or a urn.
I'm back with the family.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you're Normana.
And probably talking the same amount.
Yeah.
Interacting the same amount.
Interacting.
Yeah.
And and possibly aggravating you the same amount.
Yeah.
Like. Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's been very weird to have this cremation war going on.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I appreciate it because it's one of those topics you don't want to talk about.
No, and so it's like because it's a billboard topic.
Yes.
I think they think it's okay. It's just like you're driving, la, 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 you know, then boom.
Boom, like, oh.
You know, the Dixon.
More affordable cremation shop.
More affordable cremation shop. And then this one. And I think we have a very interesting juxtaposition in the Dixon one. Last year, we had a social worker.
Yes.
Who went to visit a house. Because we, you know, we're out in the boonies, but there literally are more boonies than
us. Right,
because
we're in a golf cart.
Boonies. Golf course community with a lake.
Yes.
So you would almost call it a more, I don't know, but it's in the boonies.
Yeah.
But there are like literally boonies, you know, like da 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 da. Right. So anyway, one of the
not judging.
I don't know. There was no judgment in
no
that song.
No judgment in the Deliverance song. Played by, I don't know. Played by, as I read in the documentary, that those are really people from the boonies.
Yeah.
Not actors.
Yeah, those are actors. But so, this one social worker went to the house to check up on a young boy. And for whatever reason, this struck a chord in the father, and he beat her.
Yeah.
he beat her, you know, and she was on life support for like 6 months before she, I don't know if they pulled the plug or passed away. Right. But we have
the family has purchased
billboards
all
over the area. I guess the family has done that then, mm-hmm. which is like never forget.
Right.
You know what happened to this lady. Can I say her name?
I don't know her name.
Oh, Pamela Smart was her name. Pam Smart. That's what they say in the billboards at least, you know. So I think that's an interesting juxtaposition. And so there is another billboard there that does not have an ad on it yet, because I'm thinking who would want to be,
because between the
affordable cremation shop
remembering us about the Pamela social Smart. Worker who passed away.
Then what do you do? Do you put like
Culver's?
Get one free Sunday?
It's like, hey, you're only 4 miles away from gambling.
Yeah.
You know, come to Susie's.
That would be, you know what?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, slots and slices, baby.
Yeah. So
that's
you're right.
The one.
What do you put in there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think, and right now it is vacant, and I think that is a... it's a conundrum.
It is. I can understand.
I understand what you just said, though. I like that. This idea of the slot machine.
Because life's a gamble anyway.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Oh, my God.
You don't
God.
Know what, you don't know if you're not going to do
it. It's all subliminal. You know, you're thinking like, because here's the thing, I mean, it's brilliant marketing.
Yeah.
Because you go, first of all, you see the affordable thing.
More affordable.
More affordable cremation. Yeah.
Remember,
and then you skip one because it's not there. And then you see her, the Pamela Smart, and she and like you never know. You could just be doing your job, doing the best you can, mm-hmm. and somebody will murder you, and like and then you go, life's a gamble,
Go to Susie's Slots and Sluts.
Yes.
Oh, so it's not Slots and Sluts. No, it's Slots and Slices. Yeah,
Slots and Sluts is something that you wanted to do.
That's
a franchise.
What I wanted to do.
You thought this would be, if I lived in Vegas, I would do.
Why can't I do Slots and Sluts?
Slots and Sluts and Slices.
Go in.
Slices, Slots and Sluts.
Get a slice of pizza. Get yourself a little prostitute and then get. You know, pull the
but that little prostitute
bandit.
Will be is that what they're calling it nowadays? Is that what they called it? You know, it's been such a crazy week,
really, Joan,
and sad week that like today before the show, I wanted to find out what our joke of the week was from. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to say
Alexa.
Her name. No, we're going to say her name, mm-hmm. and didn't even work.
She wouldn't do it.
She couldn't. She kept trying over and over again. Yeah. Jimmy, take it away. Jimmy, take it away.
And no, he wouldn't even
Jimmy,
can I say a bad word right now?
Sure.
Okay. I have a joke.
Yeah.
But I'm only going to give you the punchline.
Okay.
And everybody else, for our people out there, you're going to have to look it up for the joke.
Okay.
But it's got a bad word in it, so put your fingers in your ears if you want. But the punchline to this joke is this. And the husband says, "Your cunt is in the sink." Boom, boom. Wait, I can't say boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Because Greg won't like that.
Yeah.
Now, does that make you wonder what the joke is?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But that is, I do know the joke.
Yeah. Do you want to share it? You don't want to share it.
I'm not sure I should share it. And the only reason is I'm missing an integral word that Dad told me the joke, and he fell asleep during an integral part. He kind of nodded off.
Oh, no.
During an integral part where they tell you the exact thing.
Yeah.
And so he does not know that. So I don't know that. And I would just be making it up. And Lord knows.
Right.
I wouldn't do that.
Right.
I would not embellish something.
Exactly.
But that's the punchline. So... first person out there calling, I got a $100 gift certificate to Affordable Crematory Services for you. To tell could come up with the joke.
Got it.
Call us at 1-800. We don't give a shit. Or if we did, you could figure out how to call us or email us.
Exactly. So I don't know where we're going right now.
I don't either. But let's talk cereal.
Oh, the podcast?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Not the podcast.
Not S-E-R-I-A-L about serial killers.
No.
I want to talk about...
Serials.
Yeah. There's a guy, a lawyer in St. Louis, which is just the direct town from where I'm from, which is Belleville.
Yes.
And he's a lawyer, but he's a on the side... He is a mixologist, and not a drink mixologist.
No, you would have thought alcohol.
Yeah.
I would have thought alcohol.
Attorney,
they kept alcohol. Saying, you know, like, hey, coming up, mixologist. I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
I was wrong.
You were wrong. And so when he came, this is, we're talking about a radio show we heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a serial mixologist.
Yes.
And it was so much fun because he absolutely has this right formula for everything, you know. And he talked about like the most perfect mixology of cereal is you have to start with a base.
Yeah.
And the base is a regular kind of a grain base, like your basic Cheerios.
Yes. So not too sweet. So you got like your Rice Krispies, Cheerios.
No sweetness. Yeah. It's just a basic cereal.
I mean, every cereal has a little bit of sweetness to it. Mm-hmm. But like cornflakes would be a good one. Mm-hmm. And then you put a base of sweetness cereal, mm-hmm. whether it be like Captain Crunch or Berry Trixie, you know.
No, can't do... No, there's a sweetness one that you want. Yeah. The next one is like a sugared one, but the fruit comes after that, like a fruit base, like Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms,
right?
You know, and then after that comes a chocolate,
right? If you want chocolate,
a chocolate or a peanut butter type cereal,
right?
And then don't you top it with another base one or no?
We can do. He did, and this can be. There's not just the formula. I thought it was a base, a sweet, a base, and a finishing sweet.
Oh.
And that's how I thought it was. Mm. But literally, you could make your own. But what it was so fun, and being an adult woman who's been off of carbs, I was like, I haven't had cereal the right way in years, and I missed it. I miss cereal.
And we started talking about, like, I can remember, like, being little.
Yeah.
And well, my mom never bought us good cereal. She would buy, if it came in a big old plastic bag.
Right, because you know what the generic cereal is. It's the plastic bag cereal.
Yeah, and of course it was never sweetened. So all my friends would say, oh, haven't you had Frosted Flakes? Yeah. I'm like, no. What about Sugar Smacks? No. And so, I mean, I started remembering, like, when I would go to my friend's house and, like, I'd have, like, you know, Frosted Flakes or Sugar Smacks. And then I remember, like, I think I was, like, in eighth grade or something when Cap'n Crunch came out. And, like, mic drop.
Yeah.
That was, like, the cereal, the end all cereals.
Yeah.
And I can remember at that age... At that point in our lives, my mom went back to work, and there was a little corner grocery store, which she had an account at, so she could just, they would bill her once a month.
Yeah.
And so I would, on the way home from school, I'd get off a block earlier and run into the store and buy a box of Cap'n Crunch and then charge it to my mom's account.
Hey!
And make sure I ate it all before she got home and, like, totally had no, you know.
No guilt on that, did you?
And I had no.
Did you go to confession for that?
I don't know if I did or not. Probably. But I had to hide the box.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And you know, I wonder if she really knew about it. Like, someone's eating cereal.
But I never did, like, was like a Lucky Charms kid.
I always thought it was weird to have marshmallows and milk together.
Uh-huh.
Like, marshmallow and cereal is delicious, especially if the marshmallows are warm and it turns into a Rice Krispie treat.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But the idea of adding milk to marshmallows always turned me off.
Yeah.
I never got into that.
Well, for me, the idea of having fruity stuff in milk. Fruit and milk?
Yeah.
That never worked for me.
Because I like bananas in my cereal with my
That's
milk.
That's the only one.
But I remember growing up, and one of our favorite birthday meals, or, you know, a special treat meal, is that you would say, okay, everybody, let's have tonight. We do, like, once a year, very rarely. But, you know, where you go, hey, get the cereal you want. And because you Breakfast for dinner. And you get the cereal you want. Because a lot of times you're like, I don't want to see 10 different boxes of cereal on my kitchen, on my refrigerator.
Right, right.
One box, we finish it, we get in our box.
Yeah.
So we had to either, we all, sometimes we just get Rice Chex or Rice Krispies or Special K, but we weren't the family that you said we could have you know, all different kinds. That wasn't us.
Yeah, like Jerry Seinfeld on top of his refrigerator.
Yeah, he got 5 or 6 different kinds of things. Oh, easy. And some people have like different kind of boozes on top of the refrigerator. That was not us either.
We had one big bottle.
One big bottle.
That was all burnt up.
That you got from a fire for really cheap. Because for whatever reason, back in the day, liquor stores, you know, burned up a lot. I don't know why.
But you know what? Speaking of that, we never did finish the fire story.
I know we didn't.
So funny.
Okay, so going back though, first to the cereal, it was just so.
I feel like I'm losing my voice here.
A little bit.
Yeah,
it's okay. We'll get through this. This has been a weird show, people. Sorry about that. It's been fun, though. I enjoyed it, but we're both a little under the weather today.
You're apologizing?
Kind of. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm losing my voice. This is crazy.
I'm getting back to the cereal, though. Because the one thing I wanted to say was that the emotional connection I had to just thinking about cereal and how much fun. And one of my treat cereals for me, we never got because I knew it was a sugar cereal. I mean,
right.
But it was so
what
good.
What was it?
Corn Pops.
Oh, my God.
Those big, round, yellow things.
Oh, my God.
In my mind, I'm going, how can this be Corn Pops?
How can this be so good?
And how can this be so good?
Yeah.
And it was just a little piece of heaven.
For me,
milk.
When
oh, my gosh.
When Raisin Bran became like sweetened Raisin
yeah.
Bran. Because before that, you know, you're like Bran. Only your grandma had Bran, right?
Yeah.
And then, but you like the raisins. And then they made it sugar because... Then
Frosted it, Raisin Bran.
And then we would add bananas to that.
And then about an hour and a half later, you'd have a really good bowel movement. And you're like, well, that cereal's
done.
It's
Bran.
It's Bran. Yeah. And it's raisins. And it's bananas. This thing came out pretty well. I haven't felt this good in a long time.
Yeah,
I feel like, clean and confident.
Why do I take laxatives if I can have just Raisin Bran?
Exactly.
Bananas.
Exactly.
That was your favorite...
You know what's my really favorite, though?
Yeah.
When I became an adult, or like early teens, or late teens, and I had a little money of my own, and because I know you didn't do this for me, because you thought this was stupid.
What?
When I bought like the 8-pack of the single serving of cereals.
Yeah.
You're like, you thought that was stupid.
I did think that was stupid.
But I thought, oh my God, I get a little sample
of everything.
Yeah. And I'm so incredibly happy.
You're just happy.
I was so incredibly happy. Mm-hmm. So when I had a little cash for myself, that was my treat. I get to go and buy the
eight little boxes.
And I put them together sometimes.
But also you would just like, remember you could put the milk inside of them?
I know.
And you didn't even have to have a bowl.
No. But
never made a mess.
Because what I really liked is the idea of having variety. Because as a mom, you just weren't all for that.
No.
Because variety meant clutter. Like, variety just means clutter. You just get one cereal at a time, and then you finish it, and then it's done. It's done. Move on to another box of cereal.
Oh, like, well, listen, my life has changed, though, regarding clutter.
Yeah.
We are watching Tidying Up on Netflix. And this little tiny Japanese woman, Marie Kondo, has transformed my life.
Yes.
And she's transformed the way I look at life. I mean, honestly, because I am adverse to clutter.
You wrote the book, The Clutter Fly Effect.
Yeah. How to Declutter Your Life.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for the plug.
Yeah.
Still out there, people.
On Amazon.
So
in some ways, I have this...
Still buy it, people.
I have a little bit of a give and take with this Marie Kondo because I'm like, that could have been us.
Yeah.
But not really, because we're not a little tiny Japanese person who just is so non-offensive.
Yeah.
She
goes into
she's like
a shithole.
She's a fairy.
And she comes in, she goes, oh, I love messes.
Yes, I'm so happy.
So it makes me so happy. And she goes down on her knees and gives thanks for it. Yeah. You know, not me. I would not do that.
Yeah.
But I'm learning.
Yes.
I'm learning. I have taken our kitchen towel drawer.
Yes.
And have already transformed it.
What
and
I
how
like
many hours
about
has it been? 48 hours?
Yeah.
Boom, done that.
Well, the first time I saw it, I thought to myself, I'm going to go upstairs and do my clothes. And I went to Salvation Army, Goodwill, and gave away 3 or 4 bags of clothes.
Yeah.
Which is really weird. I swear my clothes are mating while I'm not looking and producing more clothes.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a clothes buyer. I don't buy much clothes.
Yeah.
And yet... Every year, I give away 3 or 4 bags.
Yeah.
And
does a person need 14 black tops?
Yes. Well, the truth is, I think I count 28. Yeah. And I don't know what to do about it because they're all slightly different. Mm-hmm. And then I go, and then I told myself, I will never buy another black top because I have to have a little color in my life. You know, I mean, what's wrong with me? I am not from the Munsters or from the Addams Family. That's not who I'm not. That's not my world.
Right.
I'm not emo. You know, someone, you know, not emo Phyllis, by the way, but
emo who?
You know, the people who are emos.
Oh, yeah.
The emotional people that just wear black.
They just wear black.
Yeah. That's not who I am.
Richard Lewis.
Yeah, Richard Lewis. That's the first emo that comes to mind.
That he does. That's a blast from the past.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Richard Lewis. Well, I don't know why, but can I speak? I'm honest, since we're just free-flowing here, I'm beginning to understand that Netflix must have a family.
Yes.
That if you want to make a movie and you get the green light from Netflix, then they have a stable of actors.
Yes.
And I want to tell you the first Richard that is in the stable of actors. And
surprise, it's
Richard Dreyfuss.
Richard Dreyfuss. The guy from Jaws.
He is like
the guy from
in a million Netflix movies right now. And I'm sure it's like lovely mailbox money because like this one movie I saw yesterday, Polar.
Yes.
He literally had maybe two lines in it. Pivotal lines.
Is that Richard Dreyfuss?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I go, he must just be having a good time acting. Yeah. I mean, this is a crazy part. He was an old assassin, right?
Yes. And we also saw him in, was it The Last Stand-Up or?
The Last Laugh, Last Stand-Up, Last Comic? I don't know.
But
about Richard Dreyfuss and who's dying.
He plays a dying man in this movie, yeah, in Polar.
Exactly. Yeah. And
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. And it was wild, but it was also great. I'm like, there's just now so much. And now all we get now are old-timey Richard Dreyfuss stuff. Like, hey, here's Richard Dreyfuss as a dying old man, you know?
Oh, wait a minute. Here's Richard Dreyfuss as a dying old man.
in a cremation war. with a bordering city. Sorry. Well, listen, I mean, it's just crazy, you know? So
I do love the idea, though, of mailbox money. Yes. I was listening to...
By the way, you do get mailbox money, by the way. All of our money comes in mailboxes.
Yes, it's true.
But that's not what you're meaning.
I just said I love the idea of it.
I love it more.
Yeah. But Andy Cohen on Bravo had on Matthew McConaughey and
Hathaway.
Yeah, because they got the new movie coming out.
Which I have not seen one preview for this movie.
No.
Not one. I have no idea what this movie is called.
But they're making the rounds.
Yeah.
But Andy asked Matthew of the three movies, Bridesmaid? No, not Bridesmaid.
No. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, The Wedding Planner.
Wedding Planner.
And Failure to Launch.
Failure to Launch. He goes, of all of those three movies, which one do you enjoy the most? And he goes, ugh. Without a doubt, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And he said, because, baby, I get money. I get checks in the mail every day.
Yeah, that is a good
somewhere
mailbox
in meeting. In the universe, that movie is playing. And Andy goes, I know. We play it like 10 times a week on Bravo. And I know that E! Entertainment does it a lot. And so does like Pop. And it's just one of those go-to movies.
That everybody wants to. He was less weird on Andy Cohen. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, they were asked, do you drive Lincolns? Or is it Mercury's?
Lincoln. No, it's Lincoln.
And he goes, oh, I have three in each one of my driveways.
Yeah.
That was a good line.
It's a good line.
I have three Mercury's in each one of my driveways.
No, not a Mercury. Lincoln.
Lincoln.
And then Andy said, yeah, and we noticed that you came in a Lincoln.
Do you think they picked him because he was in the movie The Lincoln Lawyer?
Is that the name of it?
I think it's the name of the movie, The Lincoln Lawyer. Because he does all of his work from Lincoln.
I think they picked him because it's fucking awesome.
I love those commercials.
Yeah.
They're weird enough.
They're so weird.
And also, you're engaged. Like, I want to watch this. What is Matthew McConaughey going to do now?
Well, I want a Lincoln.
Yeah. I do too. I'm like, they're cool cars.
Yeah.
They're a cool car without being too, you know, pretentious. Just a hint. It's a slight hint
of pretentious. I've looked them up and they are expensive.
Oh, they're not cheap cars.
No.
They're good. They're a good
luxury.
You know
what, though? I'm going to put my Kia next to that car any day.
Any day. On the Salt Flats in Bonneville.
That's right.
My My IKEA minivan.
I love, you know, well, that's like, you know, everybody's got to have a tagline, right? Like, affordable crematory shop. We do your pets, too.
Yeah.
Well, the Kia one, Kia. It's a Kia.
What else do you want me to say?
What do you want, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, okay. Kia. Yeah. And the truth is, Kia. We've now owned 3 Kias.
Yeah. No.
2. Just 2. We borrowed a Kia.
Yeah.
We borrowed 1 Kia and had 2 Kias.
Right.
Because we had to borrow to see if we liked the Kia. We're like, I fell in love with the Kia.
Yeah.
You know. I wonder if that's how it is. I wonder if that's why brand power is so important. Because once they get you that first one, like Mercedes.
They want you to keep it then.
We've had 2 Mercedes now, one right after another. And when we were looking to turn in our other Mercedes, the first thing you were looking at, we're like, gotta get another Mercedes.
Yeah.
Why not? You didn't go to Lexus or, BMW, even though when we were picking up our Kia, you said, that
is the most beautiful car I've ever seen in my life.
Why am I driving a Mercedes?
It just happened to pass me.
I know.
And I was like, it just passed me in the lot, and it just went, whoa.
And so I promised you.
It had angelic choir music.
And it was all gold. Clouds parted.
Yeah.
The sun was shining down on it.
And it was a BMW something or other. And it was, I like, oh my God, it's the most beautiful car.
And I said, once we, in 10 years, when we're upgrading our 10-year-old Mercedes, we'll get you that BMW.
Yeah, sure.
I promise. But by that time, you'll probably still want a Mercedes.
By that time, I'll probably be in the Bonneville Soft Flats.
Great. Hopefully, you won't be in the cremation shop.
No, I have already been from there to the Bonneville Soft Flats.
So
me and Dad together. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be horrible, though, if that's how that's how Dad gets there?
Yeah.
Through the cremation shop, and then his last wish is, we just open the cap, drive real fast. Bye, Dad. You always wanted to come here.
Yeah, but he's pretty sure he wants to hang with us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Not base bread.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's so cute, though, that he thinks he's just hanging.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be freaking me out, you know. Dad.
Looking over your shoulder.
I know, all the time. Like
bossing you around, like so majorly.
I mean, like, do I have to take him with me to the grocery store? Like, what do you want to do today, Dad? And then the first time I forget to bring him along to, like, Aldi.
Yeah,
like, I forget
guilt
to bring
trip.
Dad.
And guilt
then it'll be like a big, big sad, like, aw. You know, hopefully that'll be 30 years from now, 40 years.
Well, we'll see.
So can we just, we have about 4 minutes left, minutes left.
Cool.
And I like the conclusion of the story we just left hanging.
The hanging chads or the hanging fire story.
First off, let's go quickly to a review of Polar.
Yeah.
On Netflix.
Be quick then.
I'll be quick. You saw it twice because God only knows why you thought you had to see this movie twice.
You know why?
Why?
Mags Nicholson.
Yeah.
I am in love.
He's wildly, wildly erotic.
Sexually erotic to me.
And I don't get it. I understand.
I could leave Norm for him.
Yes.
For about a year, maybe.
And he puts himself in weird positions. And I'm thinking, oh, now I know why, because he produced the movie.
Yeah.
And it's at one part. And
why do I like Dirty Boys?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's your problem.
I mean, why?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is there, there's some kind of be some psychological reason.
I think if you went to genetics
911
or something like that, I don't know if that's the actual one.
I don't know, but Mags Nicholson, baby.
Yeah.
Like even like at the gym, like it's like the dirtiest guy that's like I'm attracted to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy got kicked out of the gym, by the way. That dirty guy.
No, he did not.
Yeah, that guy. No. Not that dirty guy.
Oh, okay.
A different dirty guy.
Okay, good. My dirty guy, I think he just goes to a different time.
Yeah,
time now. Yeah.
Exactly. So the truth is, it's such a train wreck.
Yeah.
It's two movies. It's a pretty decent thriller mixed in with a weird, crazy, based on a graphic novel.
Right, comic book character.
But they don't tell you that to the end of the movie. And if I would have known going into it that it was based on a graphic novel, I would have forgiven a lot of the liberties it took.
Yeah. Once you understand that and you see it a second time, it makes sense.
And it's a much better movie.
Yeah.
A lot of cameos. Well, not even cameos. Like Vanessa Hudgens is in this movie. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, oh my God, this girl looks like the girl from... you know,
Rent.
High school
yeah,
musical.
High school musical, yeah.
And I'm going, and you're like, oh my God. And it was. It was her. The woman from Vikings is in it. A lot of people are in it. Mm-hmm. And maybe because it's just the golden age of TV that you don't know anybody's name anymore. Like, I think I've seen you. You know, I haven't really seen an episode of Vikings, but I've sure as hell seen a million and one previews for Vikings. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, I think I've seen you. Yeah, I have a million and one times in a preview. They need to have actual commercials in the previews because no one's watching the shows anymore. We don't have that kind 100%. Of time. Yeah, that kind of time. I gave it two Sherpas, but after you saw it again, you'd give it three, you think?
Mm, 3.5.
Great. Mm. Netflix, because it's been so damn cold here. I know people, it's Midwest, it's winter. What do you expect? The Fire on mm-hmm. Netflix, that documentary, fascinating. I think it also has a commentary on society and it's a little scary, but then I pray to God that's only a portion of who we are, this us, because what
you're wrong though,
it's majority, which
I think it's who we are now,
and I find it very sad, because what you saw there were so many people pouring their heart out into something they felt was very important to have, which is this music concert. Mm-hmm. And at some point, it was going to go bad, and no one was willing to pull the plug.
Yeah, they knew that it was going to go bad, and no one, the big guy, was not willing to pull the plug.
Yeah, and he still, for just people didn't quit, which I thought, quit this, yeah. But maybe they all, but then what you realize is that they all had money involved in it. Like, they had all put their own time. They weren't getting paid. Because the checks were in the mail. But then they had also put their own money in it to keep things going.
Sure.
And so at some point you go, you always said, at some point you got to stop throwing bad money after good money or keep putting bad money after bad money away.
Yeah.
But also we're from this mindset now. We're being programmed to always go, oh, never quit. Never give up.
100%.
Never quit. Go and put everything you have into it. Yeah. Put everything you have into it. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, it ended in a fucking disaster. It was a disaster.
I would give it 5 Sherpa hats just for depression.
I have to say
disaster.
This. No one died. No one killed themselves. And
possibly.
The truth is, people might have just, this just came to me, an insight. If it really would have gone down the way it's supposed to go down, you might have had some kids die of drug overdoses. You might have had some unintentional pregnancies go on. You might have had, you know, a lot of, you know, herpes complex 3 syndromes going on, being passed around. None of that happened.
Mm-hmm.
None of that happened. It was, got here, didn't have enough water, didn't have any food, and let's get the hell off this island.
Yeah, and they couldn't. People see it just for the hell of it.
Just for the hell of it. Yeah. Go. It's a train wreck, but it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
Because, and then you're going to go, I'm kind of glad I have a sweet little life.
Yeah.
I don't need to be. Yeah. I don't need to be one of those
social influencers,
or one of those young entrepreneurs that can set the world on fire.
Yeah.
Who basically is just a big F liar.
Yeah,
who is thinking their way into making something happen.
How much time do I have? Because I want to. This was it. Andy, whatever his name was, Andy King or something, was an old family friend.
Yeah,
and said I knew this kid since he was like 19, and this guy's kind of an old dude. He's like maybe in his 50s.
Yeah,
but he's gay. And Andy, toward the end, they had like 4 semis full of water.
Yeah,
that they needed to release for these kids.
Yeah,
and the island wasn't going to do it. And the Billy said, you are going to have to go and suck dick for me.
Literally, those are the words he used.
He said, you're going to have to suck somebody's dick.
And I thought that was meant as like a saying, like, oh, you're going to have to take one for the team. Like, oh, you know.
No.
But he literally meant that there's a potential. This
old family friend.
Yeah.
You were going to have to go and suck somebody's dick for me. And so he goes, this place was such a mess. He said, I went home, I took a shower, I took mouthwash, and I was prepared to go in there and suck somebody's dick.
Wait a minute. You're really suggesting that this guy actually told you that you're going to actually have to do a sex act to get your water?
Yeah. Because I couldn't let these kids die.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And luckily, he didn't have to.
Yeah. That's the moral of the story.
Yeah.
Let's end on a happy note.
Yeah, on a happy note, the customs guy was like nice and saying, listen, I just want to get paid first. Yeah. I'm sure you never got paid. He's like, man, I should have taken that free blowjob. But let's basically, if you got a normal not life, and it might seem a little vanilla, pedestrian,
it's like, you know,
boring.
January, you're a little bored out of your trees.
Give your dog a hug.
Yeah.
give your call your mom up, say thank you for letting me be more normal, or like not needing the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, and thank you, mama, for like letting me have cereal when I was a kid.
Yes, thank you for letting me have cereal. And how's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.
With the question mark? It was great. It was great. It was great.